Souls at Sundown get advice and tunes when you don't even know what to freaking do. Souls at Sundown keeps it fresh and new every other Friday with Megan Hughes.
Hello, my Souls at Sundown listeners. Let's just get right the hell on into it. I'm sure you saw the title. I'm recording this quickie episode today with, well, it might not be quickie. I have no time frame of how long this episode's going to be. I just wanted to record this and explain myself and explain the title of this episode. No, it's not a lie. This is going to be my final episode of Souls at Sundown. I have been thinking about this for a couple of weeks now and just decided that this is the best decision for me personally for a lot of reasons, but the number one thing is just I've been doing this for almost 5 years. I've had a podcast and it's going to be 5 years in January, and I'm just kind of at the point with this show where I feel like I've said everything that I've wanted to say in podcast format. And there's a handful of other reasons too, which I will also get into, but I was thinking the other day that it's not crazy to have a podcast anymore. Like, I loved having the platform at the beginning because not that many other people were doing it. And now, like, everybody and their mom has a podcast, which is fine. I love podcasts. But also at the same time, it's like the uniqueness of my podcast for me was the music. And now that I can't do music on this podcast anymore for all of my listeners, and I could only do that on my Patreon for those listeners, it just really, I don't know, threw a wrench in my creative flow for this show. And ever since, like, I got deleted from Apple back in October, I just really haven't gotten reignited with my love of this show again. And so that's kind of a reason as well, is that, you know, the full fiasco of Apple deleting me and then the whole process that it took like a whole month to try to get the podcast back available on Apple and just all of that annoyance, it really just made me be like, oh, wow, okay. Well, now I need to like reevaluate the show and what I want to do. And that's why the episodes have been spotty, because I'm like, okay, well, I like doing this, but also at the same time, like, I'm no longer getting paid for doing this. I've literally made not even $60 on this podcast in all 5 years that I've done it, dude. All 5 years. Because I didn't monetize it until this year. And then I just kind of stopped getting like ads through Anchor for it. And so then I was just kind of like, well, this has truly been like a 5 year long passion project. And I've had so much fun making episodes for you guys surrounding, you know, sex and boundaries and relationships, moving in with your partner, talking about parents and family and, you know, toxic behavior and addiction and all of these separate topics that we've had so much fun discussing. And I've just been so happy to have a long form way to talk about those things to you guys. But I just think that it's best if this chapter closes, if you will. I'm almost wishing that I ended this off on, you know, episode 100 or something like that, you know, a more satisfying number than episode 94. But also at the same time, it's like, might as well just end it here rather than pump out episodes that I'm not passionate about. And I really wanted to like announce this to you guys before the holidays come around, because I'm going to be on a road trip cross country going home to Virginia to my partner Finley's house. And I'm also just kind of like, when I come back, I don't necessarily think that this is something that I want to like re-spark, because of also a couple of other reasons. Mainly because I just feel scattered between so many platforms. Like, I have my hand in a lot of separate buckets, if you will. Like, I have a Patreon and I have a Twitch and I have my regular YouTube channel and then I have my vlog YouTube channel. And I'm trying to maintain both of those YouTube channels, both of those other separate platforms, and then also the podcast, and also like stay up to date on my social media and stuff like that, and do brand deals, and then work on my homesteading stuff here at the farm on top of that. And maybe it doesn't sound like a lot to you, but it's a lot for me and my peanut brain. And also, with this not being a paid venture for me right now, it just takes so much of my time for me to not be getting like advertising payoff, you know? And when I think about it in like a work mindset, which is what this is, it's work. It's also pleasure, but it's work. And when I think about it that way, I'm just kind of like, well, I could be recording for Patreon, you know, I could be making content for there. I could be streaming for the 6 hours that it takes me to record, edit, and upload these podcasts normally. You know what I mean? And so I think that it's probably just better for me to transition to staying with the platforms that I've really, really been seeing growth with this year. So that in particular is my Twitch. You can go and watch me live stream 3 times a week on twitch.tv/Megan Hughes. I also am planning on doing maybe some kind of a form of this recorded show, like an audio show on my Patreon, but also considering making it like a video component as well. So most likely, like, this content will just kind of stay on Patreon. And then if you want to hear me just talk about topics more in depth, you can always come onto my Twitch and ask me certain things, or just watch my YouTube videos on certain topics. And again, you know, I did have so much fun making this, but I've really just been thinking about this for the past few weeks and talking to people in my life and being like, is this a good idea? And the conclusion I always come back to is that it's probably best if I'm even considering not doing this show anymore, just to quit while we're ahead. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to continue a project just because I assume that other people want it. I want to do a project because I want to do it, you know? And like, if I ever get reignited and for some reason want to really come back to having a podcast, maybe I will do that. But I don't think that that's really in my future, you know, just continuing to be a podcast host and whatnot. Really, just the main thing for me is that the music aspect is gone, and my love of music is what really drove this show, I feel like. And I know that a lot of you prefer advice and you prefer just me talking and stuff like that, but what I prefer is those music episodes. And now with that being taken out, you know, it's just a whole thing that I've just come to the conclusion that this is the best way to do it. Okay, so I hope you understand. I just wanted to record this quickie blurb for you today, giving you a handful of reasons of why I want to end the show here. And thank you for an amazing 5 years, truly. Like, absolutely cannot thank you guys enough for listening to the show for that long. All of you who have been here at the beginning from when Lindsay used to co-host this podcast with me, thank you so fucking much. I love you guys. You can find me everywhere else at Megan Hughes or on any other platform. Just search Megan Hughes. And yeah, okay. I hope you have a really happy, healthy, and safe holiday season if you're listening to this during the holidays. I hope that you find a podcast that is either similar to mine that brings you the same joy, or just find something that's even more fun than my podcast to listen to. Might I suggest Unpack and Bounce Back with Raina Biddy and Sky Townsend? I'm going to send all of my listeners over there, as well as to my sister's podcast, Unfiltered with Lindsay Hughes. Go and check those freaking podcasts out. Okay, my dudes, I love you. I hope you have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this. Peace the hell out. Adios. Wow. A chapter has closed for me. Honestly, happy about it. Happy with what we've made of ourselves over this time. Okay, I'll stop talking now. Goodbye.